I've called this the Gnostic critique, past and present. When the spiritual history of our times is written, I believe that the German Nazi-sponsored Holocaust will go down as the major religious event of the 20th century. I believe it will be seen in the long term of Western spiritual history as a defining moment as decisive as the crucifixion, another historical event that also became a symbol of transformation. Any future Western theologian or spiritual thinker in the Judeo-Christian tradition who does not place the Holocaust at the center of theological reflection on human and divine natures will, in my judgment, be seen as missing the mark and irrelevant. After the Holocaust, we cannot possibly think clearly or truly about the spiritual condition of the West without devoting a major portion of our work to this central and crucial moment in our history. It is an event whose very darkness illuminates the radical and evil one-sidedness of conscious development in the West, and whose critical mass of intense suffering places the implacable obligation for deep change, for transformation of consciousness upon each one of us. Like a bolt of dark lightning, the Holocaust illuminates the invisible demonic god of our past and present culture, and I'll use the Gnostic term for that god, Yaldabaoth, that Gnostic archon whose intransigent quest for power and domination over every creature on the face of this earth has been the hallmark of Western ego development. The Holocaust forces us to repudiate the now obviously false notion, so fundamental to Western cultural attitudes, that spiritual and material progress has been the dominant force driving our history. While this restlessly creative Yaldabaothian ego has managed to produce some technical and material progress at great human cost and suffering, it has simultaneously attacked and destroyed the spiritually gifted for millennia. The ancient Gnostics were among its victims. On a cultural collective level, there has been no moral or psychological advance during the last two or more millennia. The notion of progress is an idol that was toppled forever by the cataclysmic events in Europe during this century. The Holocaust has shown, among other things, the moral and spiritual hollowness at the core of Western civilization and culture. The years of Nazi domination defined a moment of truth in the West, and for the most part, the Christian Church and Western civilization generally, in all its forms, failed the test. What a glory it would be today if the Vatican had been looted and destroyed utterly for coming to the defense of someone like Edith Stein, no relation of mine, by the way, although the same name, Edith Stein, who, even though she was a Catholic convert and a Carmelite nun, was sent to Auschwitz as a Jew and burned in the Holocaust. Is it not an irony that she has been beatified by the very church that could not find the means in 1942 to remove her and her sister to safety in Switzerland? I do not want to fix the Yaldabaothian ego and problem altogether in Europe, however. Americans have worshipped at the same egoistic shrine, and in the name of this golden calf have decimated numerous tribes of native peoples, raped the land, to use that term again, and spoiled countless possible futures. What I speak of is an ego attitude, a dominant, that is based on an archetype that holds as sacred the value of control and the subjugation or elimination of differences above all else. It is an attitude inherent in our many nationalisms, each claiming superiority. In our hundreds of fundamentalist religious sects, each claiming ultimate truth and excoriating all competitors. In our politics of prowess and preening and ambition for rank or rank ambition. It is an attitude that cannot accept difference without polarization and attempts only to reform, convert, or eliminate those who differ. This is the attitude imaged as Yaldabaoth by the so-called Gnostics of 2,000 years ago.